Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Star Psychics Blog Talk Radio. That's stars with a Z because we're special. I'm Stars Cast and I will be your host for tonight, taking your calls and setting up the reading queue for the second half of our program. This evening we will have another great topic, so please relax and enjoy. After our topic discussion, we will be ready to take your one question mini reading live on the air or in the chat room. For now, on with the show.
Hi, this is Stars Rainbow Rose, and I am here again for another topic with my buddy Stars Maya. And today we're going to be talking about crystals, some more about spiritual healing, and other neat things that have to do with healing, helping us to heal on all levels. And we do have many levels. We live on, basically as human beings, we live on four levels: spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical. And so I'm just going to say hi, and I'm going to say hi to you, Stars Maya, and talk to me about crystals.
Well, hello, Stars Rainbow Rose, and it's so good to be back with you again. And I'm so glad that we get to continue on spiritual healing. And I guess I'll start with crystals. I've always been drawn to rocks, stones, crystals. When I was young, I didn't understand my connection to them. And I, of course, studied and learned that, you know, my favorite of all, we can talk about some other things, but what I'd like to start with is the clear quartz crystals. Because I live in Arkansas, I live in one of the highest producing natural quartz area. So I'm able to get, you know, the raw quartz, the living quartz, and quartz, talking about clear quartz, although there's a lot of other stones and gemstones that have, you know, miraculous properties, the clear quartz is one of my favorites. It has very many attributes. So I'll list some things, and I agree, you know, we had talked about healing the whole mind, body, and spirit, and that even some of these big centers for cancer and for MS and for lupus, any type of diseases, they are incorporating holistic and, you know, they're using things like Bach flowers and essential oils and, you know, Reiki, all types of things. So with quartz is a wonderful healing. It can be used for emotional healing. You can take the purer the crystal is, the better the properties are of crystals. So for anyone that's thinking about purchasing, I suggest that you go online and you find one of the mines and you buy directly from the mine as opposed to some of the jewelry stores when we're talking about the clear quartz, because it's pure. And if you are ill emotionally or if you're physically ill, let's start with emotionally or spiritually, since we're talking about spiritual healing. If you are dealing with anger, grief, emotions, trying to forgive yourself, you can keep a small quartz in your pocket, keep it on your person, hold it in your hand, put it under your pillow, and just keep it with you. And what it will do is it will help to clear out any of the negative emotions or the negative energies. If you're sick, let's say you've fallen, my husband, a short story, we went camping the last day of camping last year. He fell and cracked his foot. And he is a flooring installer, which means his foot he has to be on his knees and his foot has to bend. So he has to be in a position that would be the absolute worst position you could be in to have a cracked, broken foot. It was completely cracked. They tried everything. What worked for him? Crystal. We took the crystal and the healing crystals, you could actually freeze those. And anytime you freeze anything, just like a bag of peas, you want to put a towel over it. And you can put that on the affected area for people who have arthritis. They can use, I know that's a little off of the spiritual healing, more into the medical healing, so I don't want to get us off track here. That's where I would start, is the quartz healing. It helps to clear out the negative energy, and it helps to balance us with better energy. And when we're more balanced, we're more accepting of peace and love, and we get rid of those bad emotions, shame, guilt, anger, frustration. And that, so that would be my favorite when I'm guiding someone as to what tools to use to help with spiritual healing would be crystals. And what about you, Stars Rainbow Rose?
I think so, too. I love crystals because they are programmable. You know, I think that's one of the greatest things. And I know they came from Atlantis, or they were used a lot in Atlantis, because I even have memories of when I was in Atlantis working there as a teacher. I can remember the crystals. And so there are ways that a crystal can be programmed, like if you clear it underwater or put it outside, you know, during in the sun or in the moon or whichever energies you feel comfortable with. And then afterwards, just you can hold it and with intent, you know, connect to the energy of the crystal and just ask it to, you know, please help me to release negativity and to heal my leg, or help me to feel more loved. And, you know, you can do many, many different things with the crystals. That's why I love programming them, because you can really get them right in there to help you with different things. And one of the things I do is I sell them off and on, are bears. I sell little bears, and I put crystals in their right inside them, and then I program the crystals for whatever the person is needing help with. So crystals can be used for so many things. And what do you know about programming crystals, Stars Maya?
Well, I think that is just such a fabulous idea of putting it into a little trinket like that, a little bear. I love that idea. But yes, I totally agree that a lot of times I will send a crystal. I also believe that crystals can sometimes have a little bit more power if they're given. So a lot of times it's a round robin. We trade off crystals to people and, you know, or for a very low fee. So I do feel they can be programmed as well, that if I have a crystal and I know someone that's in need, I've sent out many crystals before, I will do the same thing. And that's why I'm so intrigued, and I'm just in love with crystals, because they can be programmed. They can be programmed to pull out negative energy. They can be programmed if we have a person that is suffering from depression and, you know, or grief, and they need almost like a little spark to them. I feel we can program the crystal, or the crystal can be used to give energy. And I don't mean energy in the sense that we've talked about it a lot, but actual, you know, like that zip in their step that they've lost, that smile on their face. So they're very chameleon-like. They can, their properties are so amazing, so natural, and so strong that, yes, they can be programmed. I don't think there is anything that a crystal cannot do. And I believe that we the same thing, we use energy, which would be water, sun, and intention, and that's how we program the crystal and the intention of what we need it to do, and then it's sent off to that person to do its job. And the person just basically needs to keep it by them, holding it. Some are meant to be held. I have a larger clear quartz that I keep when I do my work, and I keep it close to me, and it helps protect me from any negative energies or any what I call energy vampires. You know, in doing this kind of work, we have to be careful, because not everyone's intentions are good. So, yes, I agree with you that the quartz crystals are programmable and can be used. I mean, I'm trying to think of something they couldn't be used for, and I'm at a loss. No, can you think of anything they can't be used for?
Well, there are occasions when I have recommended to my clients not to use crystals. Not to use
really?
Quartz crystals. Yep, there is. And is it when, that is when you have someone that's running at a very, their energies are running extremely high and extremely fast, and they're very, very sensitive. And many times if you have someone that is already, because they are sensitive and are off balance, and I found and connected in their psychic, so their energies are high. And I found that if they're using a quartz crystal or they're connecting to just a clear quartz crystal, since you know and I know that a quartz crystals are amplifiers, that what can happen is their energy can get amped up even higher, so that it can I found at that point that probably a hematite would be a better ground to kind of pull them back into balance than using crystals. But that's the only time I found that crystals aren't always I don't recommend them.
I think that's true. Now you could, like, what I would suggest, what you're talking about, I would suggest instead of a clear quartz crystal, what I would suggest is that they move to a rose quartz, because that's such a soft, it's very hard. My feeling is rose quartz can bring that energy level down so that it's not being amplified, like you said, and inducing that person into a higher state, which can lead to chaos, which is the opposite of peace, which we don't want. And you mentioned hematite?
Yes.
You said? Yes, I like that. And I also am very fond of turquoise. I think turquoise is a very good balancing stone. I'm not sure how you feel about the properties of turquoise. And I'm talking about the real turquoise, not the... There's a lot of fake turquoise out there, and so you have to be careful if you're purchasing turquoise for spiritual healing or any other type of healing property, that you're getting actual true turquoise. And what are your feelings on turquoise and its use?
I love turquoise. When I plug into it, it really has a nice grounding and very peaceful effect, and I can even feel the Native American energies that come through it, the wild energies, and it really feels, you know, I agree with you. And on top of that, it's a gorgeous stone. That blue is amazing. You know,
yes, it's a stone whereas clear quartz is not always able to be shaped into a wearable stone. I mean, it can sometimes, but not as easily as turquoise. As we know, turquoise jewelry and the real thing is much easily worn, so it's something that we can keep on our person, wearing as a ring, as a necklace, a bracelet. So I like turquoise for that, for its external beauty and its properties as well. I also use amethyst a lot, and amethyst to me is a more of a calming, like the rose quartz, it's more of a calming stone for someone that needs calming. I don't feel it does a lot of balancing work, and I don't think its properties are quite as strong. And what are your feelings on that?
I love amethyst. I do. Amethyst is a stone that can be used, and I've used it many times for one thing, in relationships. When someone is ending a relationship and there's all this energy that's going on, there's all this, there's emotions and just this whole gunky energy stuff they're not sure what to do with, and I'll recommend that my client would take a stone and go off outside someplace and then hold the stone in whichever hand they feel they need to, and then start picturing in their mind, you know, from the first time that they ever thought of or met this person, and then just play out the whole relationship, you know, and just let all the energies continue to go into the amethyst. And then at the end, to take the amethyst and either throw it into the woods or throw it into the water as a way to release. And that's a really wonderful way that I found that people can get that heavy, painful, you know, energy out of them so that they can move on.
And that's interesting that you brought that up about discarding it. I don't want to use that word, because that sounds like it's discarding, sounds like it's trash. But I use that same ideology, that same practice with people that have lost a child, especially people that have lost a child either during pregnancy or shortly after they have lost a newborn child. That's one of the most difficult things I found for people to get over. And no matter what the circumstances were leading up to the death, There is all. It seems to me that the person, and of course it's a female that carries a child, so we're talking strictly females here. But there's always some type of guilt, regardless, no matter what. There's always some type of guilt, and that's a very heavy emotion that can affect someone for 40 years or more. So I also agree that they can use certain particular stones. And I ask them to remember the child, regardless of the age of death or gestation, and to think of that child as still being a part of them and returning to them at some point or being reunited in a joyful setting. And then I ask them to bury or to put the stone, to put it into water. I say the same thing. And it really helps them to release that. And I ask them that they concentrate that any guilt associated, no matter what they think, if they should be guilty or not, they're not. That, you know, so that when that stone is let go of, whether it's buried or it's thrown into the water, that all the guilt is released. And I found that that's really helped clients a lot in dealing with the grief, which grief is, I feel, one of the strongest emotions and one of the most difficult to get past. Guilt and shame. So you kind of do the same thing. You just work with amethyst on that. And what about the corals, rubies, anything like that? Are there any other stones that you recommend for particular uses?
Well, again, with amethyst and also, and I believe it's the rhodochrosite and amethyst are the two that I probably recommend the most for people that have addictions, people that have addictive energies and are trying to clear those. It's like you said that the stones can be used for so many, many, many things. I'll even tell you another one that I use, and it's probably one that people don't know too much about, and that is cubic zirconia. They call the fake diamond. And one of the things that people can get bothered by, and we don't talk too much about it, is alien energy. When you're talking about the gray energies and the green energies, and because alien energy, the aliens aren't bad. The only issue that we have as gifted people or people that use their abilities, I would say the grays and greens are more like curious people. They're curious because they're very into knowledge. Knowledge is power to them, and they want to know how it is we do what we do. So, you know, we can actually end up with they can do implants. Implants are real, and they can find a way to put these into our energy field so that they can gather the information from us. And I found that the one stone that I know that gets rid of, that breaks down the implants, and also that can help me to not be plagued by the grays and greens, is actually cubic zirconia.
That's interesting. Now, I've always been attracted to cubic zirconia. For one thing, I get more compliments on my cubic zirconia rings than I do on my real diamond. So, but I've always liked the feeling of it. To me, it's a refractory stone, and so if I am wearing it, and I use it more in wearing it than I do in carrying it as I would a clear quartz. But I didn't know that it worked with the grays and the greens. That's a great piece of information, because I'm very well aware of the, you know, to me it's an invasion of my space and what I want and what I'm deciding about my life when the grays and greens, and I agree with you that they're trying to understand us. So I wear a lot of cubic zirconia because it's beautiful, and it's refractory in the sense of if I'm wearing, let's say I'm wearing a cubic zirconia ring and I'm having a bad day, or I'm not feeling well, or I'm feeling some sadness, or whatever the case may be, or I'm feeling some worry over something. If I look at that, that light stone that reflects like a diamond does, and I get it just a little bit of good energy, I find that it almost feels like rays of light are just being shown back on me. And so that's what I like about the cubic zirconia. is that I found that it can take one little small bit, one little bit of intention of wanting to feel better, wanting to be happier, wanting to be more spiritually evolved, anything like that. And it's as if that thought becomes magnified in the stone, and it's like these just beautiful rays of light I just feel encompass me. That's the feeling that I get. So I'm very attracted to that stone, and I wear it quite a bit. I wear it, you know, probably the most as far as wearing. I don't have anything very big that I use, you know, like I use the clear or rose quartz or the turquoise or anything. That's that you brought that up, because that's interesting. That's interesting to know that it has the power against aliens.
It does.
I did know that.
Yep. Another stone that I absolutely love is selenite, and it comes in a log. It's S-E-L-E-N-I-T-E, and it's usually white or opaque, and it comes in a log. And the reason I like that stone is because it's a natural clearer or cleanser of the etheric body. So if you're, you know, what happens to many of us that have a soft heart, we tend to want to help people, you know, to feel better. And if we're around somebody that's negative or having a hard time, one of the things that we tend to do that's not healthy for us is we end up taking their energy onto ourselves. It's our way of trying to make them feel better, and to get the dis-ease away from them, we take it on ourselves. If, you know, it's not a good idea, because what happens is our etheric bodies can get real cruddy if we run around playing vacuum cleaner for the world. So the way I've learned and the way I help my clients learn is to learn to, instead of, you know, sucking that energy into yourself, learn to kind of plug into spirit first, and then from a spirit place, send the love and light. Send them the love and light energy, the God energy, from your heart to theirs. And then that's what will break up the dis-ease within them, so you don't end up wearing it yourself. Back to what I was saying about selenite, since it is a clearer of the etheric, the way that it helps is you can take it and put it on your lap and put your hands over it, and just for maybe 15 or 20 minutes, and it will actually cycle its energy through your etheric and clear all the negative energy out of there. And for those that want to, I didn't mention this and I need to, that one of the easiest ways to, when you're thinking about, you know, sending love and light rather than taking it on, is just think about God bless them, or, you know, or just sending them love and light rather than taking it on. And that's what I feel. But selenite is wonderful.
Okay. And you mentioned a word, and I wasn't really clear when you were talking about I was going to ask you if you could define what you mean when you said it would take care of that part of our body.
Oh, the etheric body.
Yes. How are you? Can you spell that, and can you detail that for me? Because I'm not familiar with that word, Stars, Rainbow, Rose.
The etheric body is the body that is usually outside of our physical body. It's the spirit body that encompasses us, and it's E-T-H-E-R-I-C, etheric. There are some things that can come up with the etheric body, and this will intrigue you, that what I've worked with my clients and stuff, so some of my people that needed healing, if you're real sick or you have trauma, you know, people get real high fevers or something, like they're in an accident or someone passes away through accident, or, you know, something that causes you to get really, really shocked or upset, the etheric body can do a couple things. One of the things the etheric body can do can actually turn inside itself, so it turns inside out. And the etheric body is a natural protector of energies. It's the energy that keeps us, you know, keeps the dark energies or the heavy energies from just parading through us all the time. And also, when we pull in white light, it's a way to keep the white light energies within our system so we can heal and connect to spirit. So what happens when this etheric body gets turned inside out, it doesn't have that protection. So you see people that are reaching to light all the time and connecting to healers and are doing all this stuff, but what ends up happening is the etheric body is facing the wrong way, so it doesn't have that protection for them. And so that happens quite frequently. That's one of the areas that I help, and I show people how to turn their etheric body back right side out. It's really simple. And another case is when that happens, the etheric body can actually go inside the physical body, and then it's really hard for anyone to get the benefit of their etheric body because it's stuck inside. And one of the easiest ways to tell if your etheric body is stuck inside is to take your fingers and come down on your skin very, very slowly. Like, don't touch your skin, but come all the way down. Like, have your hand and have the back of your hand there and take your fingers and you're coming down over the back of your hand. You get almost to the skin. If you can't feel or sense that there's energy there, you know, because when you sense that energy, that's your etheric body. So if you can't feel anything or people are saying, gee, it doesn't look like you have an aura or anything, that's why. Yeah,
okay.
That's what happens.
Okay. Thank you for that detailed explanation. I'm sure that our listeners appreciate that because I consider myself a pretty knowledgeable person. And so I kind of look at that. I didn't have the correct word for it, but I do now. And so that's what, when I look at a person and I see generally, of course, if everything is in place, it's like an outline that is around the body, and sometimes it is misshapen, sometimes there are missing places, and so that's kind of what we're talking about, is this outside the physical body, it's a magnetic field of energy that should be in place, and if it's in place properly, then the person is in more, is in balance, spiritual balance and harmony more. And so external problems like relationships, work problems, financial problems, injuries, illness are much better coped with because this is in place. When this is not in place, when it's turned inside out or it's entered the body, then that's where we have the client or the people that are just very, very stuck and unable to find, to seek the light, even though we're working with them, or they have reasons, they have external reasons to be, you know, to have faith or to look forward to. They're not able to feel it because that has been disrupted. Is that correct, Stars Rainbow Rose?
Oh, yes, absolutely. And it brings me to one more thing that I'd like to talk about, and that is, that has, of course, to do with the etheric body and our physical body, and that is the chakras. And as you know, we have seven that are connected to the heavens, to the light energies, but we also have two negative chakras that are connected to the lower astrals, and one is at the base of the neck in back, and the other is opposite the belly button in that little hollowy place in the back. And those two chakras are best closed. As the seven others should be remained open for our connection to spirit, the two back door chakras work a lot better if they're closed. And how one might do that is take your hand, whichever one you like, and fill it with white light like a mitten, and then take your middle finger and your pointy finger next to it, that's the one closest to your thumb, and you take the fingertips and place it at the back of your neck, right at the back there, skin to skin, and turn your fingers counterclockwise with the intent to close, and then you can shake your hand out and fill your hand again like a mitten, and it's the same thing. Take those two fingers, this time in the small of your back, down lower opposite your belly button, and there, same thing, you take the two fingers skin to skin and turn them counterclockwise. And if you can't figure out what counterclockwise is there, just the intent to close is enough. And what that does is it balances instantly, will balance out your energy field, because what happens to many of us, especially the sensitive ones, is we'll have the white light, the beautiful energies coming in, and then we'll also have the negative or darker energies coming in, and that can cause backaches, that can cause headaches, that can cause a lot of conflict in there, because the dark energies and the light energies are having like a fight in our etheric system. So by closing those down, it really makes a big difference. And that, I think that I do it quite regularly, and I think that that it helps a lot.
I think that's great advice for our listeners, because that's something that they don't have to understand a lot of technical jargon in order to be able to practice this. What you said was very simple and very easy to do. And for those like people like myself, I always, if I'm trying to figure out clockwise, I imagine a clock going clockwise, the clock goes around to the right, and counterclockwise, the clock is to the left. So if you just remember to do that to the left, as Stars Rainbow Rose just explained to us, that's a great way for each person to help close those more negative chakras, where the other ones are, as you said, are more kept open, because they need to be open to be connected to the external energies, the universal life force, the universal energies, but for those that believe in God, the energy from God, Creator, Mother Earth, whatever your belief systems are. So that's great advice, and that's something that anyone can practice without, having to read a lot of books or understand a lot. That's great advice, Stars Rainbow Rose. Thank you for that.
You're welcome. Thank you, Stars Maya. And we have come to the end of our show for today. We've got to say goodbye for today. I hope you've had a good time.
I've enjoyed, as always. Thank you so much for having me, Stars Rainbow Rose. It's been
You're
a pleasure.
You're welcome. Thank you. Take care. Bye, all.
Bye.
Hi, this is Stars Rainbow.
Hi, everyone. We're live on the air right now. I've got Stars Phoenix and Stars Aurora to answer your one question reading tonight. I'm going to connect right now, Nancy, with Stars Phoenix. So hold on, and let's make this connection. Stars Phoenix, I've got your first caller for you. Her name is Nancy. Hold on.
Okay. Hello, this is Nancy.
Okay, Nancy, you're on the air with Stars Phoenix.
Hi there. Hello, Nancy. Hey there. Hey there.
I want to hear one question.
Okay, my question is, I've been single for 8 years, and I'm at a point where I'm ready to get out there and meet some men, and just wondering, is there going to be any men in my life or anytime soon, and do you have any idea when?
Okay. Yes, I think that your time of introspection is pretty much done. You've already got the intent, the energy flowing in you to go out there and look. But you're a little bit cautious, and that's understandable. You've got a lot more experience. But what's coming through is you're going to meet someone very soon who's gonna look to you kind of like, wow, because he didn't expect this one coming, because you've got a lot more love experience than he does.
So has he been married before or not then?
Coming from his perspective, this is something brand new to him. So I would say that he's never been married before. He doesn't have any children.
Okay.
He's a businessman. He's got a lot of managerial weight on his shoulders. It's like he's put his career before everything. Yeah, he's put his career before everything, and he's never been in love. At least what he would consider being in love. He's never been in love.
Okay.
And I'm getting August. August being time frame.
Okay.
All right?
Awesome. All right. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
All right. You are welcome.
Thank you, Nancy. And be sure to check out starspsychics.com for an in-depth reading with Stars Phoenix. And have a really nice evening. And you can stay listening to the show if you like.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, Stars Aurora, I'm going to connect you with your caller. Her name is Brittany. Hold on, okay?
Okay.
Brittany, you're on the air with Stars Aurora for your one question.
Oh, thank you. My name is Brittany, and my birthday is actually in a couple days. And I like the previous caller, I've been single for 5 years, and I feel this all, like this all of the twin flame energy. I know that he's incarcerated. I just kind of wanted to know, like, if we were going to meet soon, and, like, what was he like, and stuff like that.
I do feel like you're meeting somebody, but I'm seeing somebody in August specifically. I feel that this person is, I feel like he's really intelligent. Like he's more your type on an intellectual level than just, what you normally go for. Not that you normally don't go for intelligent people, but, in a different way, in different areas. So it's almost like he's not your typical type, but at the same time, he still gives you that intellectual stimulation that you're looking for. And I feel like he's very much a educated, but he's also really down to earth. I feel like he's going to have a very stable career. I feel like he's never been married before. Yeah, I'm trying to see if I get anything else.
Do you see any, like, physical attributes?
Well, most especially that's coming through is dark hair, like almost black, and that he's skinny.
Dark
but
hair.
In about 5'9".
Okay. Is he of, like, a certain culture, or?
Not that I'm seeing of the, I mean, I can't see any specific, I mean, details on that. His skin color is not giving it away, and I can't see enough of his face for any other, you know,
okay,
details. So, but that's pretty much all I'm getting at this point.
Okay.
So, feel free to contact me, you know, to see if I can do, like, a more in-depth reading on this for you.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Okay, nice reading. Okay, I'm going to put you on hold right now, and we'll have another one for you momentarily.
Okay.
Sandy, are you there?
I sure am.
Okay, hold on. I've got Stars Phoenix for you, and I will connect you right now.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Stars Phoenix, I've got Sandy here to talk with you for her one question.
Hello, Sandy.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. Well, I'm going to stick with the theme. I'm wondering when that true love's going to come into my life.
Okay, first of all, I don't know if this rings or if it rings true or not, but when I heard your name, I saw the desert, or, you know, you being out west and near Colorado somewhere. I don't, you know, but... okay, you want to know when?
Yeah.
So the love is going to come into your life?
Yes. The man of my dreams.
The man of your dreams.
Wouldn't that be nice?
This is someone who is, oh gosh, European descent, white guy, blonde hair I'm getting, He's a little bit younger than you.
Okay.
Yeah. he's a sprite. Do you know what I mean by sprite?
Real happy type guy, just...
I wouldn't say flamboyant, but he wants to get up and have some fun, you know?
All right.
And you want to know when?
Yes, that'd be nice.
You're not going to meet... Sorry, that's my chihuahua. You're not going to meet him through the conventional means, by the way.
Okay.
It's not like you're going to meet him... You don't like go to a dating site and hook up with him. I'm getting more of the feel of you are going somewhere to have a service done, like something that you need done for your car or your house.
Okay.
All right. And he's someone that works there. And, he might even be a security officer because the energy that popped out is a police officer. But I don't think he's a cop.
Okay. My son's a cop.
Oh, he is?
Yes. So that might go right along with him.
So tell your son, you might be friends with your son. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Well, no, he might work with him or something like that.
Okay. Well, you know what? Have your son run a background check. No, I'm just kidding. It's me. Yeah, I mean, I get the same card actually twice. This man of your dreams, who's the spriteful guy, who's got blonde hair, and he comes up as the Knight of Cups, and I keep mixing my cards around to let the energy flow, and he just keeps popping up, Knight of Cups, Knight of Cups.
Wow, okay.
And that's just the energy that represents him the best.
Okay.
And I know that you don't want to hear this, but, okay, I'm getting April.
Wow, okay, real soon.
Yeah, and that kind of throws me because that's really like, so I want some feedback. I would love to hear about that.
Okay, well, that's my birthday, too, so good birthday present.
Okay.
Okay, thank you so much for calling, Sandy.
Thank
Come
you.
See us at the sites. Have a nice evening and a nice Easter, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Stars Aurora, are you ready for the next one?
Sure am.
Okay, looks to me like it's going to be Rhonda. Hold on and let me connect you.
Okay.
Hi, Rhonda. Hello. You're on the air with Stars Aurora.
Hi, Stars Aurora. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. I'm going to keep the theme going. I am in a relationship with a man that I feel is my soulmate, but I'm not quite sure if he believes it is or not. And I guess
no,
I
don't
know
he...
relationship. I should pursue.
I'm sorry. I don't feel he is ready to accept it yet. And I honestly feel like you can't put your life on hold while you're waiting for him to come around. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Because sometimes, even in soulmate situations, you can't decide when they're ready to come around. So if you continue to put your life on hold for him, it may actually stop your life while he's continuing to live his, which is not helping you at all. And it's not allowing your soul to grow so that in the next life you can be together. Now, I'm not saying you won't be together in this life. I'm just saying for now, it's time to mature yourself because I feel like he's going to take a while, and I mean a long while.
Okay.
To accept things, so.
And he may never.
Yeah. I don't,
okay.
He may never.
Okay,
so.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much, Rhonda. Come and see us. We're at starpsychics.com. Have a great evening.
Okay, Stars Phoenix, you ready for your next one?
Sure am.
Sure am. Okay, looks to me like it is going to be Diamond. Let me connect you with her.
Hi, Stars Phoenix. Thank you for taking my call. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm well. Well, I'm going to keep the theme going. No need to stop now, right? I've been inquiring, I'd say at least for 2 years, about a soulmate or my life partner. And I always get the same answer, and I feel pretty good, which is he's right around the corner kind of thing. But it's been 2 years, so I guess I'm wondering, you know, has there been a change in plans, or is there like a hold up or
yeah.
I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
I was joking. You probably feel like, did he get hit by a bus? You know.
Yeah. Did something happen?
Do you have a close friend of yours that is overseas somewhere?
No, I don't. Mm-mm.
Because the first thing that I pick up is he is across a big expansion of water.
I don't know who.
In this case, I really don't think that water stands for love, because, you know, lots of times when I do dream interpretations, it, you know, any sort of form of water in a dream means love.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that this water has to do with symbolizing anything. I think it's an actual expanse of water.
Okay.
And I'm getting 6 months. I don't think that he is going to just jump up and everything's going to click. I think it's something that has to grow along. There might even be a language barrier.
Hmm? Wow.
Yep. A lot of sexual potency there.
Well, that's good. If he would just show up.
He's a lot more, how can I say this, open to new things than other men that you have been with, that you have known, that you have been raised around. So for some reason I keep getting France. France just pops in my head. And so.
Is this like a military man that might be in service or something?
That's what I was picking up, but this right now, this is the time. This is your introspection time. You do have to sit around and wait, you know.
Hmm. Okay. Well, I don't like that, but you know, what can you do?
And are you ready for it? And I also see that there's actually one other person.
That's coming before the real man?
Oh yeah, the sort of a. Complicated love triangle there.
Oh, Lord. So I go from feast to famine? Is that what you're telling me?
fiery feast to having to choose and being open to new things. That's what I'm getting. It's things out of your culture, out of your comfort zone.
Wow. Okay. So what you're saying is one person's going to come along, but then there'll be this other guy who's coming back, I guess, from overseas. He'll be the one I end up with. Or I get to choose. I get to choose.
You get to choose, but, you know, there's you have a lot more things that you're attracted to with this man who's from far away. I think the other man is really close to you right now, and he's probably been waiting on pens and needles for you to say yes.
Trust me, there's no one. I'm not dating or seeing anyone now. So if he's around, I'm clueless.
Okay. Just keep that in mind. He may have been harboring these feelings for a long time.
He may have been?
Yes.
Okay.
But I don't get a specific date. 1 month. In fact, I get the Four of Swords, which is, to me, that's the sit back and wait. You know, that's what that says.
Right. Okay. So I'll talk to you next year. No, I hope
okay,
not.
Okay, Diamond, thank you
Thanks.
So much, and come see us at starpsychics.com.
Thank you.
Thank you, honey.
Night.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, Stars Aurora, are you ready for the next one?
Always.
Okay, it's going to be Patricia. Hold on, let me get Patricia for you.
Okay.
Hi, Patricia, you're on with Stars Aurora.
Hi, Star.
Hi.
Keeping with the love thing, what is coming up for me as far as love relationship?
Okay, actually, I'm getting two different dates, which tells me that we've got two different relationships coming up. I'm getting September, and I'm getting January.
Okay.
So I think the first one is apparently not going to – okay, I got December that it's ending. And then you're going to find yourself in another relationship that's going to be much more longer lasting in January. I think the first one's kind of a player, but at the same time, you're getting a lot of fun by getting out there and dating and enjoying yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But the one in January is a much more serious guy. He's more settled. He's more stable. He's, you know, financially secure, and he's more of what you're looking for.
Okay.
As far as a long-term mate, and I see him coming in January. And you may meet him before January. I actually feel like you're going to meet him while you're with the one I'm seeing in September.
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. Come back and see us and be sure to check out our site.
I will. Thank you.
Okay, Stars Phoenix, you ready for the next one?
Yes, I am.
We're rolling along here. I'm having fun. I really am. I'm not doing too bad at this, I might say. Okay, it looks like it's going to be Andrea.
Andrea, okay.
Yeah. Andrea, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hi.
Okay, I've got Stars Phoenix for you. So go ahead and ask your one question.
Hi, Stars Phoenix. Thank you for taking my call.
Hey.
Hello. I was just curious if you see any energies around me, what energies you do see around me, if you see any blocks or, you know, just kind of a general read of my energy or any blocks, any things like that.
And it's interesting that you said that because before you came on, I grabbed my hematite. hematite is for clearing blockages and getting all the negative stuff out. You have a really strong solar plexus. You've been sensitive to these energies your whole life. Are you one of those people that sees things at the corner of your eye that nobody else sees?
Am I one of those people who sees things that nobody else does or feel things?
Yeah, that you sense things, feel things.
Yes.
You know, yeah, okay. I see you have purposely kind of closed off your own crown chakra, and that may be because of overload.
Mm-hmm.
Is it sort of a self-defense mechanism? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
And also, well, of course, I can't get into any medical details, but we can do chakras. So you have a small blockage that I'm picking up on your crown chakra. And you also have a small blockage over your heart chakra. And I think that's sort of a self-defense mechanism, too. You have somebody around you who, you know, this is a friend of yours, and, you know, you can be drained by somebody and not have to be in the same room with them. You can talk to them on the phone. But this person sucks it right out of you, and the minute you leave, you know, you're begging to leave because you have a headache and you want to vomit and you feel so bleh. And I think that's what's causing the blockages because you just want to shut down so that you can hide. This is a woman. Yeah, this is an older woman.
Okay.
An older woman that sadly takes care of a lot of kids. is she a family member?
It's hard to know exactly who you're talking about. I'd have to think about it a little bit. I do try to accommodate to people, but I try to protect myself at the same time, you know. But you said that you're sensing a block in my first chakra and my heart chakra?
Yeah, and I was going to say, do you know how to center yourself and just, do you know white light protection?
White light protection?
Yeah.
I think so. How would you suggest going about doing that?
I would suggest, you can do this in 5 or 10 minutes when you wake up in the morning or before you go to the mall or before you go to this person's house or talk to them, you can sit and just imagine that you're holding a ball of white light, and you can imagine that this white light is getting larger. And it's going to get larger and larger until it actually encompasses your whole body. You're going to be inside of it, and it's going to be above your head and below your feet. And you can take that as far as you want. You can extend that out to the people around you. And you focus yourself, and you see that inside yourself. And that's actually going to cause a lot of healing to go on. Okay? And if you've ever had any energy healing done, you might notice things, little side effects afterwards. So if you do that meditation and you notice things like, I know this is going to sound funny, but really stinky bad breath, or having to really lay on the deodorant, those are signs that your chakras are actually opening up and channeling that negative energy out.
Okay. All right, that's interesting.
Okay, I hope that helps you.
It does. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome. You have a good night.
You too. Thank you. Okay. All right, that's interesting.
Okay, I hope that helps. She still got us connected?
Okay, Stars Phoenix, are you done with that one? Looks to me like you are, huh?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great. Thank you. So hold on.
Okay.
Pamela, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, I have Stars Aurora here that's going to talk to you. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay, Stars
Hello.
Aurora, I have Pamela here for you.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Okay. I wanted to see if you can pick up on anything coming up in the love life for me.
Are you in a relationship now?
No, I'm not.
Is there somebody you're interested in now?
Yeah.
Okay. I asked because I feel like there's something going on there already. I feel that this person that you're interested in, that this will pick up and actually at least turn into a major flirtation and maybe even a little bit more. And I think this is something that is needed for you, where almost like it gives you the self-confidence that you need to really get yourself out there.
Mm-hmm.
And find Mr. Right, because I think that right now you've been alone for so long that, and you're kind of set in your ways, and you've kind of
I guess what you're picking up is I'm in my 40s now, and I'm just happy and content. It would be nice to have someone, but you're picking up on my energy, but it's kind of sort of like
I just want
to have fun. Well, it's not that. You kind of got it right, but at the same time, I'm just enjoying life. I think that's the only way I could say it. I'm enjoying life, and I do have my eye on someone, but I'm just keeping my distance from him because, I don't know, we're friends, and we banter, and
You know, and that is probably exactly what I'm picking up, because I feel like that usually when I get this is usually meaning that you need this because you need to improve your self-esteem. But I think in your case, you need this because you just want the fun. However, I do still feel that this is going to lead to finding somebody that will turn into a long-term relationship. I do feel like when I got that you're set in your ways, I think that actually is saying you're happy with who you are. You don't
right.
need a man to complete you.
Right.
I think you are kind of happy with the way everything goes in your life, to the degree that you are kind of, you know, set your ways, but not in a bad way, because sometimes you say that and people think that you're meaning.
I find it.
And I don't mean it that way.
Yeah. Well, I know what you mean. But I notice a lot of times, and I say it myself, I know what I mean, but it's almost like I have to, especially with men, because they take that like if I'm some kind of 99-year-old lady and I'm not trying to bend at all, it's like, wow.
Right. That's, and I mean, you're happy. You don't, if it's not broke, why fix it?
Right, right.
But eventually, I think in the next year, you are going to find somebody. And you're going to connect on a deeper level than you've ever connected with anybody before.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be a whole new type of relationship to you, almost something so foreign yet so amazing
mm-hmm.
that you are just totally enraptured by it. And it's not one of those teenagery relationships. It's a soul connection where it's not about sex. It's not about anything other than the person that can completely understand you inside and out.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and that's exactly what it is.
Okay. Okay. Gotcha. Okay. Well, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Stars Aurora, are you done with that last reading?
Yep, sure am.
Okay, great. Thank you for coming in tonight and being one of our Stars readers. You can always reach her at starspsychics.com for an in-depth reading. Have a great evening, dear, and I will talk to you soon.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Oh, thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, now I'm going to pull in Stars Phoenix, and she's going to finish out the readings tonight. Stars Phoenix, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I have Diana will be the next reading. Let me get her for you. Diana?
Yes.
Okay, you're on with Stars Phoenix.
Hello, Star. Hello, I'm going to stick to the man thing, but my question is, I've met him. And I want to know, is he going to ask me to go with him to Mount Shasta or Hawaii, or what's next? I'm holding his picture.
He is a thinker. He's also, I hate to say this, it looks like he's sitting on a lot of money. Is he
sitting on what?
It's a funny picture. I see him sitting on a pile of money. That could mean that he's a tightwad.
Yeah, he doesn't appear to have a lot of money, but you never know. Okay, well, what else? What was that first thing you said? He's a what? I didn't understand.
A tightwad. Somebody who doesn't really want to let go of the cash very easily.
Well, I'm not after his cash. Man, that would be a long while. No, there are different seminars, meetings that he runs. So I want to know if he's going to ask me to go to Mount Shasta or Hawaii, or is it going to be somewhere else, or what's next?
Hawaii keeps jumping out at me. Somebody's a widow. Somebody's lost somebody. there's an energy around him that's kind of sad. Almost like I'm gone now, and you're still healing from the loss. Is he coming out of the relationship that was bad?
I don't know that much. He's kind of private in that way.
Okay.
We don't know each other very well yet. It just started. It hasn't progressed yet. That's basically what I'm asking you.
It's going to
be working first. I think it's going to be a working relationship first.
Well, you're definitely going to be meeting together through the business, but there's an inner battle going on there. He doesn't have, it's not like he has to choose between you and somebody else. He has to choose between letting go of some old feelings so that he can let you in.
Letting go of some healing? What do you mean? Someone on the other side or his healing?
Letting go of some past, some emotions, some things that he's harboring, things that he feels guilty for and you know, regrets that he's made, and he has to get past those before he can really step into a solid relationship. But, yeah, Hawaii is definitely coming up. Hawaii is definitely coming up.
So you think he'll ask me to go to Hawaii. But I know it'll be work at first. He'll be testing me.
What is going on in May?
What, in May?
Yeah.
You're skipping out a little bit. That's why I can't. You know, I'll hear like click, and then I won't hear what you said in between the words. May, I don't know. It's my birthday month, but there will definitely be another seminar meetup type. As far as I know, is Mount Shasta and Hawaii. After that, I don't know. Maybe Canada. You know, maybe we'll go to Argentina seminar. I don't know.
Okay. I'm thinking Hawaii. Okay.
But you see that there'll be something going on in May. Oh, I could throw another one. Grass Valley. What do you think about that one?
Now, I keep seeing Hawaii. Sunshine.
Okay. Well, Hawaii will be after. Will be the next one after Mount Shasta. So I guess I'm missing Mount Shasta right now, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Okay.
That's okay. So we're definitely sticking it out for now.
Yes.
Well, that sounds good, though. And, you know, thanks for letting me know that he's still got something in his past. Because I pretty much let go of all my baggage. So I'll just be there. Well, he's letting go his. Thank you.
Thank you, Diana, for calling in. And do come to the site if you'd like an in-depth reading. Come back and see us, okay?
Oh,
I will.
And
have fun in
thank
Hawaii.
You.
I would love to go to Hawaii. That sounds awesome to me.
If I really go, I will call you and let you know. Me, that's kind of a shock right now. It hasn't sunk in yet. So, thank you.
Thank you, dear heart.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, Tara, you're on the air with Stars Phoenix.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
What can I help you with?
Basically, like the last caller, do you see me dating anybody anytime soon this year, or when is that going to happen?
Okay, June. What's happening in June?
That's actually, I'm interested in someone, and that's actually their birthday.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
So you might be traveling to see them.
They have a condo on the beach. Do you see us going to the beach together, or?
I see some party favors. I see some balloons, and I see little trinkety lights hanging off of things. That's an indicative of a party to me.
Do you see us dating the person that I'm interested in, or? Are they interested?
It's a dark-haired man. He's about 35 years old.
Okay. Is it somebody that I already know?
I think you know him vaguely, but you don't know him as well as you think you do.
Is it somebody that I work with?
He's a party boy. He's a party boy.
Okay.
Actually, what I'm being shown in my head is as a way to describe this person. Do you know the show Two and a Half Men?
Uh-huh. I do.
With Charlie Sheen.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm being shown Charlie Sheen.
Okay.
So, that being
that's
said,
good news.
I'm being, you know, you just, you know, be on the lookout for, you know, him being a party person, and you may be wanting to be more serious than he is. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
All right.
Is it somebody that I already know, or I don't know him yet?
I keep thinking that you know him, but you just don't know him well enough. You don't know him like you think you know him. You already
okay,
know him,
somebody,
but not, you know.
Is it somebody that I work with?
I don't think so. I don't think so. Unless you're changing jobs between now and June.
Okay.
June pops up for some reason.
Okay. I'll have to wait and see what happens then.
Okay, yeah, please let me know.
Okay, I will. Thank you so much.
Tara. Come back and see us, and please go to starpsychics.com for an in-depth reading. Have a great evening and a nice Easter.
Y'all too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, Tanetta, you're up with Stars Phoenix. Go ahead, ask her your one question.
Hello. Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
What can I help you with?
Can you? I wanted to know a time frame of when you see Dan moving into my home.
When Dan is going to move into your home?
Yep.
Okay. Oh boy. Ooh. Okay. It's not going to be very long from now. There's actually, what I'm getting is a jump ahead in the schedule. Does that make any sense?
Kind of, yeah. I was told what's that? Go ahead.
Did he lose a job or lose a house or something?
Oh, my God, yes. He's been out of his job since January, and he's living with his stepfather right now.
Because, yeah, I'm getting, it's like the ground, you know, the ground just whoosh, got knocked out from under him really fast.
Is his stepfather going to throw him out?
Yeah.
Okay. When is this all going to go down?
I'm getting 2 or 3 weeks. It's not going to be very long from now.
Okay. And now, see, me and him aren't together, but we're still kind of communicating, but it's sporadic texting that he does to me. So why would he reach out to me when we're not really in a relationship, quote unquote, so to speak? Or does he feel like he can just come here?
He trusts you. You have an energy around you that you tend to adopt people.
Yeah, and I've known him for 30 years, and it's funny because he texted me on Monday, and he's like, why am I getting messages from other people? And I went into this long text message, and I was like, listen, no matter what goes on with you or whatever, I'm always going to care about you, whether you talk to me, you don't talk to me, you hate me, you like me, whatever. The bottom line is I'm always going to care about you.
Right. You've got that family energy. You've got some history there.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up with him 4 doors away as a kid, so we got 30 years under the belt here.
I had, you know, there was 2 little kids running around in my head, running around a yard, I mean, just a split second before you said that.
When is he going to give me a heads up that he has to move in and needs a place to stay? You're saying 2 to 3 weeks, or is he going to let me know before that?
I'm getting, the only time period that I'm getting is 2 to 3 weeks. I don't know if that's going to be when he's going to tell you, hey, I have to move, or he's already saying, hey, I'm living in the car.
So you feel like when he does tell me, it's like, do you feel like he's going to text me and then he's moving right in that same day? Because I don't think there's going to be much notice.
Yeah, that's, there's not much notice, yeah.
And then, I mean, where is it going to go from then once he moves in with me? I mean, are we going to get into a relationship? Is he just going to chill out here for a while? Or what goes down?
I get that he trusts you a lot. I know that y'all both still have feelings for each other, even though you're not seeing each other. But
right.
As far as that developing into anything, I don't see that developing into a solid relationship. Okay?
Is he going to stay? Is he going to stay living here for a while? Is he going to stay?
No,
put?
I don't see him there for very long.
Okay.
But he needs you right now, and
huh? But you definitely see him living here in my home in April.
Yes, yes. Okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you for calling in, and let me know what happens, please.
Thank you, Tonetta.
Thank you very much.
Have a nice Easter, and come see us at starpsychics.com.
I will. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, I've got Michelle here. Hold on. Michelle, you're on with Star Phoenix.
Okay. Hello, Michelle. Hello. How are you?
Well, I'm good. What kind of question do you have?
I don't know. Do you see anything for my future? Or I'm in a mess.
You're a mess? Oh,
yes.
God. Oh, Lord. I get lots of broken pieces. Okay. Yeah, you're a mess. I'm pulling up three cards here to try to represent your recent past and your present and your what's coming up straight ahead. And you said I'm a mess, and I pulled up the reverse Three of Swords at the exact same time, which is pretty much a picture of I'm a mess, okay? That just, you're still recovering from something. Are you out of a job?
I am not out of a job. I don't like my job, but I have a job.
Okay. I see is you're pretty distant from it, as in like emotionally distant. Yeah, okay. What I'm also getting right now is that you have, there was a lot of fiery energy around you, a lot of change going on, a lot of chaos, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
There was like three people that you lost contact with, and then two people that you hadn't spoken to in a long time that came back into your life.
Yeah.
Okay. And what's coming up, the very next thing that's coming up is I see it's sort of a marriage. I'm not saying as in you're going to get married.
Okay.
But there's this man who looks at you like he wants to take care of you, he wants to protect you.
Yeah.
But you won't let him near you.
No. I was married for 25 years and been separated for 2 years. I am living with someone, and he wants to marry me, but I don't know.
You're like, no way.
I don't think it's the right one. I'm not sure.
Okay.
I have my husband that's around and wants me back, and I just have a lot of chaos.
And you're kind of tired, and you're ready for some newness. You're ready to start fresh, huh?
I don't know. Let go of my 25 years with my husband.
Yeah.
I have 7 children with him, and I can't let him go. I don't know. He's not letting me go. I'm trying to move on,
right.
But it's not.
Wow. Okay. Okay. I know that you've had, you've got that 25-year marriage behind you, and
yeah.
I see you getting. You're gonna get all these, you know, these bad things that happen to you. They're gonna make you so much stronger. But
I'm gonna bad things happen to me.
I really don't see you and your ex-husband ever completely being apart.
Okay.
Okay. He. I don't see him ever disappearing. Part of that is because of the children, but part of that is because he feels like, you know, you were supposed to be it.
Yeah.
Know?
Yeah.
And you know, he realizes his mistake. But the man that you're with right now, I see him as being very kind, and he's also very understanding of you.
Yes.
Okay. And what I get from, what I get is this picture in my head of somebody saying, you know, well, don't you feel bad having to play second fiddle? And he says, well, I'd rather play second fiddle than no fiddle.
Probably, yeah. Yeah.
You know?
I think he does have people say that. But I have children. Doesn't really involve them. So it's kind of hard for me because I think they need I need a father or a figure or something. He just wants me.
Uh-huh.
But.
And I think you're doing the right thing by taking your time in this new relationship. And in the kids, I think, appreciate you taking your time.
Yeah.
You know? They love the new father. They do love the new father figure, but they also appreciate the fact that you're not trying to replace their dad. They know that.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm just being shown that I know you feel like you're a mess right now, but you are in the right direction.
Am I? What is the direction? I'm halfway. Saying go back to my husband and halfway saying move on. I don't know what direction to go.
I'm saying where you are right now is okay, yeah. And you have feelings in your gut that you follow.
Yeah.
Sometimes you don't listen to them, but you know what to do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Michelle, for calling in, and come to the site and give us and just take a look around, and you'll see Stars Phoenix there for an in-depth reading if you like, and do spread the word and have an awesome Easter, will you?
Yep, I will do that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Enjoy the baby. Bye-bye.
Okay, one more and we're done.
Okay.
Hi, Carol. You're on with Stars Phoenix.
Hi.
What can I help you with?
I just wanted to know if there was going to be any love changes and any job changes in my life.
Love changes and job changes. Job changes jumps out right away. And I'm getting that the change would be a very good thing for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's within the same field that you are right now. But it's closer to home. This is closer to home, and I'm seeing that the money is better.
Oh.
Yeah.
You said it wouldn't be in the same field?
It's in the same field.
Oh, in the same field. Okay.
Yeah. And I can see that you've got years of experience in this already.
Yeah.
As far as the love is concerned, I see you've got sort of a stamp. You've got something stamped on you from where you were hurt before. Because you were very much in love and let down pretty bad. This person, This was from a long time ago. He had to move away. Do you know who I'm talking about?
No.
Okay. I'm getting it somebody from school. It's a long time ago.
That is cool.
And it ended abruptly.
Hmm?
It's somebody that was from a long time ago that ended abruptly. It hurt you pretty bad. That sort of left its mark on you.
Oh, wow.
Okay, well, gee, that was the first person you were felt. The first person you fell in love with has left this big mark on you. Now, what
maybe
does that say about relationships? What that means is, what that means in the long term of relationships is, any guy that comes along feels like they can't get past a certain boundary with you.
Okay.
Are you pretty careful about that?
Yeah, very careful.
Yeah, okay. I see someone coming along in the beginning of summertime.
Okay.
I don't even want to say it's June, though, but it's hot, but it's not June yet. I would say May.
May.
Okay.
Is this someone I've dealt with before or someone totally new?
No, this is somebody new. This is somebody who's actually, you know, you're going to be able to trust this person a little better, deal with emotions a little bit better. Okay?
Okay.
Do you have a sister?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, because, I mean, this is going to sound kind of weird, but it's somebody that she's dated.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, goodness. Because, you know, there's like some sister jealousy going on.
Oh, my.
Okay. So
okay.
would you let me know what happens there? Because I'm kind of, I want to see what happens.
Yeah, you and me both.
Okay.
Thank you, Carol, for calling in. And come back and see
yeah.
us, and do check out the site and Stars Phoenix. We'll be there, I'm sure, tonight to take any of your in-depth questions. And have a great Easter.
You too.
Okay, Stars Phoenix, you did an awesome job. Thank you.
You're welcome.
We had quite a few tonight.
Yeah.
And we have only like 2 minutes left, so... I guess we'll be ending the show this week, and you have a great Easter. I'm sure I'll talk to you before then. And anybody who's listening, I hope you enjoyed the show. Next week, I'm not sure what the topic's going to be. Hopefully, it'll be Stars JC and myself talking about astrology, but I'm not positive about that. So just keep watch, and enjoy your holiday weekend, and have an awesome day on Sunday. Thank you again. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.